Chris Dorey from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, is joining us here on Pathways of Learning. Dorey, are you answering our question? When you worship, do you expect to hear or experience the beautiful?
Hello?
Hello.
This isn't Chris. This is Don.
Don, I am so sorry. You know what? The screen is a bit far from me, and I guess my glasses don't work as well as I think they do. I'm seeing Dorey, and you're right. It is Don now that we are pushing the screen a little bit closer. I am so sorry. So, Don, are you responding to the question? Do you expect to experience something beautiful when you worship?
Well, first of all, let me tell you my age. I'm 64.
Oh, good. So you have memories.
And I've been Catholic all my life, thanks to my Catholic father and my wonderful Protestant mother who raised us Catholic. Not anymore. I really don't. I think we lost that. And Mass, I really don't expect Mass to be beautiful. It over the last number of years, it is so many places we go, it has become mundane. I have three children, two in college now, and they've loved the Mass and they love music, and it's like they realize that too. Sometimes we'll go to the Latin Mass in Pittsburgh, and to them it's so foreign, but it is so mystical to them almost.
Yes, yes.
And I'm not saying that we have to go back to the Latin Mass. I'm not saying that at all. Although bits and parts of it are going to be brought back into the regular Mass. But it's we have lost that mystical part of it, that wondrous part of it, that hallowed part of an experience with God and with each other.
And it's a singular experience.
The word that came to me, it was mundane. It just mm-hmm. became something you do.
So, Don, in light of that, and because you know what worship was like prior to all of these changes, are you anticipating the changes now?
Oh, I'm waiting for them breathlessly. I'm hoping to help our church understand them and my children understand them and grow into them. I think it's going to have a wonderful, enlightening and invigorating experience for all of us, those who have those memories and those who don't, who are going to experience something they didn't know existed or could exist in our faith and in the practice of our faith.
Now, Don, are you familiar with Chris Miller's music?
Yes, I am, and I have enjoyed it very much. Sometimes we'll hear it on the internet, and my children are as well, so it's wondrous to hear that. And we've had some very wonderful organists in our church. However, the old music, the traditional music was somehow German always would say verboten. That was old time. We don't do that, and everything new had to be done.
Right, exactly.
And we've had a recent change in the organist. We have two, and we've actually brought out the hymnal again.
There you go.
We haven't used the hymnal in our church in all but 15 years.
Well, you know, that's another thing. Parishes are investing in new hymnals in light of the new Roman Missal. And so I think we're about to enter into a new renaissance, and thanks be to God that the Holy Spirit has never stopped helping us to return to that sublime communion with God. So, Don, thank you for joining us today on Pathways of Learning here with Chris Miller. When we pray, we want to be lifted up to God. We want to be embraced by the mystery of that and the one who is beyond us. Worship is not about being strictly rational and in control. It's about being lifted out of oneself. Chris Miller, and Miller is spelled M-U-E-L-L-E-R, is giving us a taste of the sublime nature of these changes in the words of the Mass by introducing us to his music, which will complement these changes. Chris Miller's music transports us into the wonder and the mystery of God's presence. And that's how I want to pray. How about you? Don wants to pray that way too. Do you want worship to lift you up? You're listening to Chris Miller's music for the prayers of the new Roman Missal, which will be introduced in all Catholic parishes on the weekend following Thanksgiving, the first Sunday of Advent. If you want to join the conversation, 1-888-322-8465, 1-888-3-CATHOLIC. You're listening to Pathways of Learning on the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129.